of the world.
We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM, we're on DAB digital radio, and we're live online in HD sound. It's 11 o'clock and now World on 3 with Lopo Katari.
Jonathan, thanks. Well, tonight on World on 3, I've got some Congolese funk. Having just got off the plane from Brazil, I've got a couple of standout tracks from there for you. And also a lovely number from a grand dame of folk come femme fatale. And talking of female movers and shakers, my guest in the studio is Mauritanian griot Noura Mint Semali, who's here in the UK for three gigs that took her from the tip to near enough the toe of Britain. She went to Glasgow, the Isle of Mull, and ending up here in London. She's going to be joining me in about 10 minutes' time. But let's get going tonight with TY Boys, Bakanga from South Africa, when disco beats and electronic synthesizers added a twist to township swing. A song there from Next Stop Soweto, Volume 4 out on Strut Records. And TY Boys, who were one of the new sounds emerging from South Africa during the 70s and 80s, when the country was struggling under the apartheid regime and striking out against the hard line of oppression. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on 3. Just a few more tunes before my guest tonight, Noura Mint Semali, takes up the mic. Now, as I said, I've just got back from Brazil, a country that just oozes music. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks. Something from Tigana Santana. I saw him quite a few years ago in Salvador de Bahia at a festival called Mercado Cultural, and I was completely beguiled by his voice. But first, here's Seoma, a singer from the south of Minas Gerais in the very heart of Brazil. It's a song from her sixth album, Silencia, that could well be her best yet. Her velvety voice and that soft swing is the perfect music for a midnight stroll on a summer's evening. This is Choro Cavaquinho featuring Olivia Filho on the Cavaquinho.
Choro Cavaquinho, porque choro se da vida eu ignoro o destino de sofrer. Canto pelo mundo afora, eu canto e alegria busco tanto no presente que é viver. Eu ignoro o destino de sofrer. Canto pelo mundo afora, eu canto e alegria busco tanto no presente que é viver. Choro, pois sei que as cordas do meu cavaquinho choram de beleza. Canto chorando sem mágoa, e nas águas que canto exorcizo a tristeza. Tu sabes, meu cavaquinho, mais do que eu possa dizer. Nem todo mundo que chora, chora por sofrer. Tu sabes, meu cavaquinho, mais do que eu possa dizer. Que chora, chora por sofrer. Chora por sofrer. Nem todo
Tambaleante sobre una cuerda floja, jugando siempre al arte de echar su corazón a volar. Y es que no hay más bonito en esta vida que todo lo sencillo que el mundo le da. despierta al aire, dispuesta ya a naufragar. Y entre perfumes de todos los colores, solo posa el instante y esa es su libertad.
Tambaleando, where jazz meets flamenco, from Spanish-born Bea Garcia and her most recent album, Sincronias, following there a doubleheader from Brazil. And so it's time to meet my guest tonight, Noura Mintsemali. She's from Mauritania and she's considered one of its foremost music ambassadors. Last year, Noura brought out her first full-length album for international release, Dzeni, and it was a resounding success. And she's going to start this evening by singing a song from that album. I believe it's called Zrag.
منيتين الوصلة برحت لونك عذيبة
نيتني طمعون
Oh, can Allah be sabab?
a very modern sound of a tradition of music from Mauritania, from Nouramint Semali there and her band. And in fact, three of them are going to come and join me here at the table. Noura, of course, Jish, who's the guitarist and her life partner, and Matthew, who's the drummer, and for tonight, our translator. A very good evening to you. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Noura. Bonsoir, thank you.
I would say that, I mean, that is a very modern sound to what is obviously traditional folk songs. Is it at odds with tradition?
Le morceau qu'on a joué, c'est un morceau traditionnel. Est-ce que c'est carrément dans la tradition ou c'est dehors de la tradition? Comment on joue ça maintenant?
Le morceau, c'est un morceau traditionnel. C'est un ancien morceau, c'est pour mon père. Mais maintenant, on a modernisé un peu, on a agité la batterie et la guitare basse.
So her father wrote that song, Semali Ould Ahmed Val, and we have modernized it by adding the bass and the drums, and we sort of arranged it in a different way. It was originally something that was just played on Tidinit. So we've adapted it and arranged it, but it is still very firmly in the tradition.
I mean, you produced the album Tzin, is that right, Matthew?
I did, yeah.
How was it received, that moving away from a very distinctive traditional sound to one that is no doubt contemporary and 21st century and very much of today?
You know, we never really saw it as much of an issue. I mean, there's this sort of wellspring of traditional music from by nature of both Noura and Jesh being from prominent griot families. Also Usman is knows Mauritanian music in and out, so you know, we kind of just do what we do and play the songs in the way that we want to play them. And really, I think this is part and parcel of the way in which griots evolve the music. It's, you know, it's a dynamic tradition. It's not something that's ever static. So us making it, you know, us playing it in this way is not necessarily a departure. It's you know, just a reiteration of.
Well, it's interesting because I wanted to ask Noura exactly about that, about being a griot, mm-hmm. and what does it mean, Noura, to be a griot, and how has the role changed? Mm-hmm.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire pour toi d'être un griot? D'être un griot, Igao. Igao, c'est quoi exactement?
Les griots, il y a des familles très reconnues en Mauritanie. Ils s'appellent Igao. C'est un mot hassani, Igao. Moi, j'ai parmi une famille de griots. Il y a des anciens, que la famille griotte qui fait la musique. Parle un peu.
Il y a que la famille griot qui fait la musique. Mais maintenant, tout le monde fait la musique. Mais nous, toujours, on est avec notre traditionnel. Comme tu vois, on aime trop être dans le traditionnel. L'esprit griot, ça existe maintenant, mais beaucoup de monde, comme Noura maintenant, elle est devenue artiste, elle n'a pas griotte. Mm-hmm.
So
griot, c'est le griot toujours qui est dans le mariage, qui est dans. Avant qu'on fait le mariage, mais maintenant ça fait maintenant beaucoup de temps on fait pas le mariage.
Yeah. Matthew, just bring up the sheep.
Sure, sure, yeah. So griot is a hereditary caste, if you will, and you're born into a griot family, and it's something that's passed down from generation to generation.
So you're not chosen.
But Jesh was just starting to say that you know, other people do music, but it's the music that we are performing comes out of the Moorish griot tradition, and the word for that in Hassania, which is the language that Noura is singing in, is Igao.
So what's the next song that you're going to perform for us tonight? And is that in Hassania as well?
It is. The next song is called El Mahdi. And it's about someone who is in prison and dreaming of their lover on the outside and speaking to this lover that they can't see, explaining to them how they wish they could be together, but the judge has them behind lock and key.
A metaphor indeed
right.
for many things. Well, wonderful. Let's hear El Mahdi, then Noura.
Great.
Jayesh Matthew. great. So this is another song in Hassaniya that Noura has learnt from her long line lineage of musicians in her family. It's called El Mahdi, and a metaphor for love and following the rules.
صبي راجي بين و بيني ما بين حاجي بيا وحي
I'm
Wow, what a voice. That was fantastic, Noura. A song called El Mahdi, Noura Mintsamali and her band here in the studio, live on World on 3 tonight. And you won't have to wait too long to hear a bit more from them on tonight's programme. I'm Lopa Kotari. This is World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. You know, it's just struck me that I seem to have a lot of music from women tonight. Apart from my guest, looking ahead, I've got music from three absolute cracking all-women Polish folk groups, one of Hungary's beloved singers, and folk doyenne Peggy Seeger, to name just a few. These next two tracks are, however, all men. And the connection is India. Dan Walsh has been touted as one of Britain's finest banjo players. On his new album, Incidents and Accidents, he explores his love of world music. And the tune I'm going to play is where he indulges in his newfound passion for Indian classical music. And I'm going to follow it with a song from the interestingly named India Electric Company, who, as far as I can tell, have absolutely nothing to do with India or its power industry. So here's Dan Walsh and Whiplash Reel.
Thank you. like the last time. Arrival to home. With Hugo arriving like the first time. Arrival to home. How they ever gonna mean what falling buildings mean to sad. With nothing, nothing to mean. And they end up playing films that don't seem real when halfway around the other side of. Even on a jet plane, the soundtrack to hope, it's mind. They go, leaving like the first time, no season to hold. How they tap into the clearest sky, that's watched on by the locals. The local is what a stranger found, that's like every other. Arriving like the last time, arrival to home. Waiting on a moment that's chasing repeats.
Lost in Translation from India Electric Company, a British duo from Devon who's caught the attention not only of my colleague Marianne Kennedy, who played them on this programme a few weeks ago, but also of Ultravox's Midj Ure, who they're currently supporting on his UK tour. Now, I love the traditional music of Italy and of Puglia in particular, the tarantella, the pesice. It's raw, distinctively local and packed with emotion. So whenever I get an album from there, I know that there's going to be something on it that I just have to play. And this is one of those songs. It's from a group called Malicanti. They've been around for about 10 years. And they have a similar love of the music, believing that the old songs still have a place in today's world. This song is Uccia Cania.
Uccia Cania, sussurro lieto. Canaia, oh, la.
Padova.
Grand Dame of Folk, Peggy Seeger, social activist and supporter of women's rights. Last week, Marianne played You Don't Know How Lucky You Are, one of the 10 tracks on a compilation brought out by Folkstock called the F-Spot Femme Fatale in honour of International Women's Day this year. So I thought I'd choose a different one for you tonight from her most recent album, Everything Changes. Peggy Seeger turns 80 next month, and it seems that she's chosen to celebrate it by touring. So do check the internet for dates and venues. So from one woman who's been part of both Britain and America's folk music heritage to another. who's been part of Mauritanian folk music heritage. My guest tonight, Noura Midsemali, who we've asked to bring in a piece of music that's been pivotal or inspirational in her life. It's what we call the Heritage Track. And each week we ask our guest in session to introduce us to a piece of music that's really meant something to them. Quite often it turns out to be something we'd never have come across if it hadn't been for their introduction. So I was excited to know what Noura has brought with her. Noura, what music have you brought to play us tonight and why?
Tu as amené quel morceau pour écouter ce soir? Le morceau de Dimi.
Oui. Le morceau de Dimi. Mais Dimi, c'est un artiste mauritanien très reconnu. C'est pour moi, c'est Odouti. C'est la chanteuse préférée pour moi en Mauritanie.
So she's brought a track from Dimi Mintaba, who has been a mentor for her. For much of her life, and someone that Noura started her career with. She worked as Dimi Mintaba's backing vocalist as a child.
Le très reconnu en Mauritanie, il y a une belle voix, il a fait beaucoup de Mauritanie. J'aime cette chanson, les chansons de Dimi, Richetou de Venise. Mon père, c'est Mali qui l'a composé ça.
The song we're going to hear is called Risha, and it's actually Noura's father who composed it while he was married to Dimi. So Dimi is actually Noura's stepmother. And yes, this is a composition of Seymali's.
Wonderful. So let's hear it. This is Risha, performed by Dimi Mintaba.
Risha dul gadli bel zaun.
A song there called Risha, sung by Noura Mint Semali's stepmother, Dimi Mint Abba. And that's the track that Noura has chosen as her heritage track on tonight's programme. And in fact, the song that they're going to play next is their own version of Risha.
Thank you. حوال الغرب وحاسبه ذات يوم عن مجاري عبر هذه اللي مليون وراء ينضغوا سدودا ويجري لا يبالي بشأنها لا لا يبالي ريشة
Wonderful. Risha there, Noura Mint Simali, bringing the spirits of her father who wrote that song and of her stepmother Dimi Mint Abba who made it so popular here into the studio tonight. Noura, you obviously had that song obviously means a great deal to you. I mean, you sing it and play it with such joy. But will you describe to me this instrument that you play here?
Ça se voit que le morceau est spécial pour toi, comment tu le chantes. Mais est-ce que tu peux parler un peu sur ton instrument, l'ardine?
L'ardine, c'est un instrument traditionnel chez nous. C'est pour les femmes griottes. Que les femmes qui jouent ça seulement.
Ardine is a traditional instrument played by women griot in Mauritania. It's not found in Mali or Senegal or anywhere else. It's very particular to Mauritania, and it's only played by women.
And who taught you, Noura? Who taught you how to play?
C'est qui t'a enseigné l'ardine?
Qui a fait?
Ton prof d'ardine, c'était qui?
Et ma grand-mère. Et ma grande sœur aussi. Ma grand-mère, c'est une grande diva aussi. C'est très reconnu. Elle s'appelle Mounira Mtalia. C'est la mère de mon père et qui fait la cour de ardine avec moi et ma sœur, ma grande sœur Mounira aussi. Il y a la même
nom. So her paternal grandmother, Mounira, was a great singer and ardine player, and that's where she learned to play ardine. Munina's picture is on the inside of our LP if people have it. So yeah.
And yeah, sorry, Jish.
Munina aussi. Munina Mtali est une grande diva, la mère de Simali. C'est elle qui a fait envoyer Simali pour connaître, pour étudier la musique. C'est une grande diva avant elle.
Yeah, Munina
même
in her own in her own right.
L'argent de Mauritanie, on dit à Milugia, on dit Munina. Ça, c'est déjà reconnu.
Mounira, in her own right, was a diva of Mauritanian music and very well known. It's her that encouraged Seymali to study music.
Now you guys are all going to be playing at WOMAD this year, aren't you?
Yes.
Very excited about.
Us too.
But early tomorrow morning, you're all off back. Are you going as well, Matthew? You're all off back to Mauritania tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going direct from here to the airport, actually. Oh, so.
Oh good Lord! Well, I better wrap you guys up so you can miss your flight.
Yeah, we go back to Mauritania. Then we're in the States and Canada for a small tour. Highlights of the summer are: we'll be at Roskilde Festival in Denmark. Oh, we'll be at WOMAD. We've got a string of dates in May coming up with Droga Godba in Slovenia, Paradiso in Amsterdam, Legesu. People, if they want to know, should just go to our website, noramintsemali.com/tour.
But when you go back to Mauritania, I mean, we were talking about this, in between your two sets. You were saying that still in Mauritania, actually, they are in such demand at weddings and parties that actually touring internationally is not an essential part of their kind of,
there's a very vibrant traditional music scene. And Noura and Jesh are both active on the wedding circuit. And it's a choice to do the style of music that we do, and that's probably why you don't see too many artists from Mauritania on the international circuit, because it's there is such a vibrant traditional music scene. Yeah.
So this last song that you guys are going to do is the title track from that album, Tizeni.
True, Tizeni.
Tell me, what does Tizeni mean, Noura? Mm-hmm.
Tizeni, ça parle sur quoi exactement?
Tizeni, ça c'est parle sur une danse. Et c'est un mot hassanien, ça s'appelle Tizeni, c'est quelque chose qui tourne, ça parle sur l'air et sur la vie. Beaucoup de sujets.
Tizeni is a dance. It's the name of a dance, but it's also a word that means to turn, to spin. It has kind of a lot of meanings. When we chose it as the album title, the idea was, you know, talking about kind of impermanence in a way, and how all of our lives are subject to these sort of cyclical rhythms, whether they be, you know, good luck and bad luck, all that kind of circular thinking.
Connected into the spinning of the planets.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And of
orbit,
life and time.
All of this stuff. It's a very vast kind of a theme. Circles, in short.
Tizeni, ça peut être dans n'importe sujet, parce que c'est quelqu'un qui peut dire de la poésie, et il peut dire l'essentiel que quelque chose qui tourne, comme une danse, comme...
Yeah, Tizeni can be about a lot of different subjects, the main meaning is just, it's a dance, it's a spinning dance, yeah.
Wonderful, well, I'll let you guys get ready to play this last tune. Merci beaucoup, Noura, Jish.
Thank you.
Ousmane, Matthew,
yeah,
thank you.
Ousmane Touré on the bass. We've got Jish Udshikali on the guitar. My name is Matthew Tanari on the drums. And Norman Semali.
Wonderful. Thank you all very much. We're going to hear, as Matthew was saying, the title track that was on that fantastic album that came out just at the end of last year, Tizeni, means spinning. They've had me spinning with music today. It's been absolutely fantastic. And let's hope they make it onto their flight a few hours from now. Thank you, guys. Thanks very much. Well, setting the studio in quite a spin there, a song called Tizeni, which is all about spinning and a circular dance. Fantastic. Noura Midsemali, joined by Jeche on guitar, on bass, Ousmane Touré and Matthew Tenari on drums, and also our translator tonight. And from Monday, that whole session from Noura and the band will be available online as a podcast on the World on 3 page. You're listening to Lopakatari on BBC Radio 3. Still to come, women from Poland, Hungary, and this week's undiscovered and as yet unsigned talent. Our pick of your uploads onto BBC Introducing. How's a bit of travelling music, though? Or perhaps I should say music on the move. Here's Portugal's Orquestrada and Comboio Descendente, the Convoy of Descendants. It starts with what I think sounds like an old steam train chugging along the tracks, perhaps winding its way along the coast, as I'm sure I can also hear the sound of the sea in the background.
Descendente, vinha tudo à gargalhada. Uns por verem rir os outros, uns por verem rir os outros, e os outros sem ser por nada. No comboio descendente, no comboio descendente, de Belos à cruz quebrada. No comboio descendente. A cruz quebrada. Vinham todos à janela, uns calados para os outros, e os outros a dar-lhe estrela. No comboio descendente da cruz quebrada à palmela.
este mozara me sabroso, que está enamorado en mi carrera. Para no poder avientar, espero comer mi negra, el pereno de mi negra, para no poder pisar mi sistema. Fue para mí no mi seriento, para que fuera con mi negra, para no poder se ver abierto.
Mira cómo no,
para mi negra cuenta,
Matilda cómo no,
para mí cómo no vuelto,
Matilda cómo no,
espera de no verte,
Matilda cómo no,
para no poder abierto,
Matilda cómo no,
espera de no verte,
Matilda cómo no,
para mí cómo no viento,
Matilda cómo no,
espera de no verte,
Matilda cómo no.
Matinda Komono, a bit of Congolese rumba from Verkis et l'Orchestre VV, who led the way in cool back in the 70s, Kinshasa. And that's on the album Congolese Funk, Afrobeat and Psychedelic Rumba. Now, for the moment on the programme where we put the spotlight on who could be the next big thing. Yes, it's time for our pick of this week's uploads on BBC Introducing. If you know someone who you think should put their music on the BBC Introducing website, or maybe you're a musician yourself, what are you waiting for? Get on with it and upload your music. Nazim Zidiab did, and a mere few weeks later, we invited him to do a session for us on the programme. You can actually see video clips from that first ever session for World on 3 on the BBC Introducing website. So tonight, we bring you something so good, we're playing it twice, so to speak. Marianne Kennedy played a track last week from this artist, and I've chosen another one for tonight. And Ngawang Lodup comes from a long line of nomadic singers from the Amdo region of Tibet. Music was part of his everyday life, from singing while herding their sheep and yaks during the day to telling stories and learning how to play the dramnyen, the six-string lute, at night. Ngawang was a Buddhist monk at the age of 14, but left that all behind when he fled to Britain over 10 years ago to escape Chinese repression. And he's been singing all over Europe ever since, highly sought after by the Tibetan diaspora. So here he is, singing a Tibetan folk song. Just him, just plain naked voice. Charla asma ye 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 Thank you. The Dragon from Gawang Lodup, our BBC Introducing Choice tonight. If listening to that has inspired you to record something and send it to us on BBC Introducing, then please do. We'd love to hear what you have, and in turn, we may well play it to be heard by all our listeners. Just put BBC Introducing into your search engine and the rest is pretty easy. Now, in anticipation of the Mazurka Festival in Poland that happens in a couple of weeks' time, I've been listening to some Polish music albums to get me in the mood. And I have to say, I've come across some absolutely brilliant stuff. I've picked my top three for you, which, funnily enough, are all from female folk bands. The first is from Sutari. This is the trio who say their music is their everyday lives. They sing when they're in the kitchen, walking around. They even make music from whisks and cheese graters. And the way their voices slide in and out of each other creates an intimacy and playfulness to their music. All in all, they do it with such ease that it belies the skill involved. This is intoxicating and hypnotic music. And the track I'm going to play is called Chłopacy.
Chłopacy, chłopacy, co sobie ufa, ta tę jedną katanę, co na sobie ma ta dana. Dana, 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 dana. A u tej katany guzów 11, na głowie czepczysko za groszy 12 dana. Dana, 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 dana. Buty wywijane wszystkie w cztery strony, a u swej dziewczyny kiej bez snopek słomy dana. Dana, 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 dana. Zegarek na ręku z kartofla zrobiony i to jest nie jego, tylko pożyczony dana. Dana, 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 dana. Krawatka na szyi, wydatek niewielki, jak przyjdzie do panny, myśli, że pan wielki, jak pójdzie do tańca od wielkiego święta, szoruje po ścianach i depcze po piętach dana, 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 skuczają dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, dana, dana. Niech panna uważa, kto wie, czy zapuka, nic nie wart. Kawaler, co majątku szuka, dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, dana, dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, 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 dana. Dana, 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 dana.
A ingele, a meidele, a meidele, a ingele, lo mira le gee in tanzen.
Thank you. byłaś młoda, na każdą stronę się podam. Jeśli wam miły kwiat róży zasłaniajcie mnie od burzy. Jeśli wam miły kwiat róży zasłaniajcie mnie od burzy.
Brave discord and noise that resolves into sweetness. Another example of the wealth of talent on the Polish folk music scene. That group is called Zdrine Pozhne, and they remind me a bit of the South Korean folk metal group Jambinai, who take traditional songs and instruments and completely turn them on their heads. The group's album is a worthy tribute to their grandmothers who, and I quote, difficult lives taught them to peacefully look for and hope for the light, preferably humming along the way. In the middle of that Polish trio of tunes was another all-female group, Beriuszkieli, from their album Yiddish Lullabies and Evening Songs, where they have brought new life to beautiful old compositions. They are moving and haunting lullabies, at times unsettling, but always compelling. So what have we dug out from the World Music Archive this week? Well, interestingly, my colleague Martin sent me an email while I was in Brazil watching the rain absolutely chucking it down to say that he'd just chosen a track from the archive for tonight's programme. What did I think of it? Well, it turned out to be Virginia Rodriguez from Salvador de Bahia that the Radio 3 team recorded in the rain. Well, talk about synchronicity. So I was obviously going to play it. So here she is, Virginia Rodriguez, singing in the rain in her native city, Salvador de Bahia. Virginia Rodriguez and Zambi recorded in Salvador de Bahia in the rain in the northeast of Brazil in 2010 for the Music Planet series, the episode on oceans, one of hundreds of recordings made by the World Music team here at BBC Radio 3 over years of travelling the globe to bring you the best to the most extraordinary music tales. If you go to bbc.co.uk/worldon3, you'll find the link to the archive that you can peruse at your leisure. You can listen to the whole of that Music Planet episode that trek came from. Plus, on the World on 3 homepage, there's tonight's playlist in full and photos and clips of Noura Mintsemali and her group in session in the studio tonight. And that basically brings me to the end of tonight's programme. Next week, I'm going to be joined by Scottish award-winning folk musician Julie Fowlis. Do join me at Lopak Otari at the same time next week here on World on 3 if you can. But I'm going to play us out tonight with an extraordinary piece from one of Hungary's beloved artists. Her name is Agnieszka Hercu. She's the soloist of the State Folk Ensemble and one of the country's leading folk singers. This is a track from Bandazsrom, her second solo album. I hope you like it. So till next week, good night. Nari ništa ne moj leše. You're listening to BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock and time for Through the Night.
I'm John Shea and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The Basilica of Saint-Denis, north of Paris, is our destination for the first hour and a half this morning for a performance of Dvorak's Stabat Mater from June last year. Angela Denoka, Vardui Abrahamian, Steve Davis Lim and Alexander Vinogradov are the soloists, and Jakub Hruša conducts the Prague Philharmonic Choir and the Radio France Philharmonic Orchestra. Dvorak began the Stabat Mater in 1876, apparently as a delayed reaction to the death of his two-day-old daughter the previous year. By the time he completed the work, 18 months later, he and his wife had lost a second daughter and their three-year-old son, too. These circumstances severely tested his strong Catholic faith and gave an extra poignancy to the Stabat Mater text, describing the Virgin Mary as she stands at the foot of the cross and beholds her crucified son, before turning into a prayer for her intercession. The orchestral introduction begins with a rising octave leap, as though to illustrate mankind turning its gaze upwards towards Christ.